Question: what would an anthropologist make of the curious ritual of the Iowa caucuses? Part town meeting, part beer party, part coffee clatch with hot dishes. Have I lost you yet? Well, every 4 years, the world's media try to decipher the curious liturgy of this bit of democracy in the cornfields of America by descending on Iowa. And perhaps our partner, the BBC, finds this particularly entertaining or interesting. The Beeb always sends a huge contingent to Iowa, and this year it was reporter Paul Adams. He was in Mason City speaking to a range of voices in a very tight contest in Iowa last night. Paul starts with Bill Schickler, co-chairman of Iowa's Republican Party, and gets his thoughts about the surprise rise of Rick Santorum.
I think a lot of Christian conservatives came toward Senator Santorum at the end, but Senator Santorum also talked about the need to rebuild our manufacturing base and create good-paying jobs through doing that. And I think the combination of those two things, he did a good job of talking about blue-collar fiscal issues and evangelical conservative issues that appeal to a base within our party. He was able to pull those things together, and when you're able to do that, you can see what the result was.
Now, here in Mason City, I spoke to a number of supporters about the votes that they cast and why. And I began by asking Peggy Bang, a Romney supporter, if she now felt confident about her candidate's path to the nomination.
I think that's a good bet. If I were a betting woman, I think I would think he would be the one. Because I think a lot of us Republicans are trying to figure out who's going to be the best chess partner with Obama. Because we are tired of his policies. We want to have America go forward, and we think that that has to be done with a change in the presidency.
Well, stiff challenge mounted and taking a lot of people by surprise by the former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Mike Lage, you are a supporter of Rick Santorum. A few days ago, he didn't seem to have any hope at all. Why do you think he's suddenly become a contender?
Well, he stayed on his message, and he was very clear about it. And when things settled down a little bit, his message came through, and Iowans responded to it.
Now, a lot of political people in your family. Your son, Tyler, is with us. Not a Santorum supporter, but a supporter of the 76-year-old Texan Congressman Ron Paul. He's come third. Do you think he has the wherewithal to carry on the fight? And if so, why do you want him to?
I would say that the third place result isn't altogether unexpected or disappointing. I think just as much as the valid candidacy of Congressman Paul, it was encouraging to see Newt Gingrich have to, in his speech tonight, pay a certain amount of respect to the foreign policy views of Ron Paul. And it's encouraging to see how much credence some of his more controversial views are getting in the mainstream candidates' speeches that they have to play to.
Our thanks to our colleague Paul Adams from our partner at the BBC reporting from Mason City, Iowa. But why let the Beeb have all the fun? Give us your sort of anthropological view of the ritual of the Iowa caucuses. Do you prefer a primary, or is a caucus more interesting, more fun, more at stake, really? I mean, you actually have to leave your home and go not to a polling place, but to somebody's house, a party. You actually have to drink. Eat food, punch, it's a whole different thing. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us your assessment of the Iowa caucuses. Post a comment at the takeaway.
Probably something with corn.
Oh, yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.